Whether you want to escape the snow or plan it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's AUREUSmedical.com.
This is Spinal Tap News, bringing you what's news in the field of physical therapy in 15 minutes or less.
The numbers will go to 11.
You don't have hours to scour the internet for what's news in PT, and that's where we come in. This is Spinal Tap News, from the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
This is Spinal Tap News, brewed by the PT Pintcast and poured by Arias Medical Staffing. We cover the field of physical therapy in 15 minutes or less, or your money back. I'm your host, physical therapist, Jim McKay. Our lead story, out with the old and in with the new, uncertainty for healthcare in 2017. 2017 is off and running, and while we leave 2016 in the dust, with roughly 2 weeks left in the Obama presidency, Republicans and Democrats are squaring off over the Affordable Care Act. The New York Times reports that Vice President-elect Mike Pence has called the repeal of the ACA, quote, the first order of business for the new administration. On Wednesday, January 4th, the Senate voted 51-48 to take the first steps towards repealing the ACA. Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, cites high costs and few options in this clip from CNN.
We know that things are only getting worse under Obamacare. This is about people paying higher premiums every year and feeling powerless to stop it. It's about families paying deductibles that are so high, it doesn't even feel like you have health insurance in the first place. And in so many parts of the country, as you've always heard, even if you want to look for better coverage, you're stuck with one option. One choice is not a choice. It is a monopoly.
President Obama met with Democrats to strategize, and Joe Biden issued a challenge.
Go ahead, repeal it. Repeal it now. See what happens. The idea that all of a sudden they can just go back and start charging women more than men, pre-existing conditions don't matter?
According to the New York Times, New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer reduced the repeal to four words, quote, make America sick again. There are concerns over the replacement plan. CNN reports that party leaders are leaning towards a repeal bill that includes a 2 or 3 year transition period that would offer a buffer, a strategy that has been dubbed, quote, repeal and delay. Leaders of the conservative House Republican Study Committee plan to unveil legislation that they argue would both repeal and replace Obamacare. Healthcare experts warn that uncertainty could lead to insurance companies pulling out of the marketplace, putting coverage at risk for millions. In case you were missing the constant barrage of insults from the election, don't worry. Democrats are planning on a PR blitz this month, accusing Republicans of putting millions of Americans' healthcare coverage in jeopardy. For links to information on the ACA, check out the Chaser at ptpintcast.com.
Do you treat patients with chronic pain, recurring sports injuries, or posture issues? Then check out Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Stickier, stretchier,
and superior to competing tapes. Rock Tape stays on through any activity
for up to 7 days.
Physical therapists qualify for medical pricing. Get started at rocktape.com/start. Rock Tape also offers CEUs nationwide, so you can learn how to use the world's best tape
with cutting-edge, evidence-informed techniques
while earning the continuing education credits you need.
Get started at rocktape.com.
Considering a travel assignment over the holidays, or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Arias Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's AUREUSmedical.com.
This is Spinal Tap News, from the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
Across healthcare, outpatient total knee replacements, the debate rages. The New York Times reports that the medical world is clashing over the possibility of total knee replacements becoming an outpatient procedure. Medicare is currently contemplating the change, with a decision to be handed down within the year. Proponents of the change cite cutting costs, increasing choice, and potentially increasing quality of care, while those opposed are concerned that vulnerable patients will end up in the emergency room with uncontrolled pain, blood clots, or other medical complications. Across the profession, U.S. Physical Therapy brings total clinic count to 557 with a new acquisition. My San Antonio reports that the outpatient physical therapy clinic operator, U.S. Physical Therapy, has acquired a 70% stake in a 25-clinic business for $11.4 million. Chris Reading, CEO of U.S. Physical Therapy, states, quote, "We firmly believe that our support and additional resources that they can continue with their legacy of performing excellent clinical work while further growing and scaling this partnership. With this acquisition, U.S. Physical Therapy now has 557 outpatient clinics in 42 states and manages 29 therapy facilities." Denver firefighters treated like pro athletes returning to sport after injury. The Denver Post reports that workers' comp claims have dropped 42% at the Denver Fire Department since their new health and wellness program began. The program is run by a lieutenant and two physical therapists, and all recruits are introduced to the program on their first day. Each recruit is screened with 7 functional tests developed for the NFL and adapted for the demands of firefighting. The fire department's physical therapists see about 230 patients a month and also teach correct techniques for lifting, pulling, and moving.
Here's some news from Physical Therapy Research.
Huzzah!
The Cleveland Clinic performs groundbreaking stroke surgery. Crane's Cleveland Business reports that on December 19th, Cleveland Clinic doctors performed the first deep brain stimulation surgery for stroke recovery. DBS has previously been used in Parkinson's patients to control tremors. Judy Slater, the 58-year-old patient receiving the surgery, had electrodes placed in the cerebellum. She will receive physical therapy before and after the electrodes are turned on a couple weeks after the surgery. Time magazine reports after about 3 months of DBS, doctors intend to turn off the stimulation to see if the effects remain. The team ultimately hopes to test this technology on 12 people with stroke-related disability. Suspect concussion? Check hearing. Technology Review reports that Northwestern University researchers have developed a test that detects neural activity when patients are exposed to auditory stimuli. Researchers believe that a blow to the head temporarily disrupts the way the brain processes and hears speech. The study observed children's reactions to changes in pitch in both a group with concussion and a control group without, using an electroencephalogram. Ideally, this test would provide a way to both diagnose and track improvement in patients with concussion. The left hand does know what the right hand is doing, and virtual reality might help. PT in Motion reports that researchers are claiming that allowing a subject to, quote, see the untrained hand move by way of virtual reality can further enhance gains and light up the neural networks that make it possible. 53 subjects took part in a series of experiments in which they used a headset and pair of gloves that tracked finger motion. Researchers were able to make them seem as if the fingers of a left hand were moving when the subject moved the fingers on the right hand. The most significant gains in left hand performance were made when the subject's left fingers looked like they were moving as they moved the fingers on the right. This week's buzzword, resolution. From hitting the gym to quitting smoking, what's your New Year's resolution? Did you make one? Forbes reports that only about 8% of people actually manage to keep their resolutions, and advocates for reinventing the resolution, including breaking up your big goal into little parts and making everything as easy as possible to achieve, tend to help. Our New Year's resolution? Don't fix what isn't broken and drink some more beer.
This is What the Healthier.
Yay!
Stories from the lighter side of the news desk. Things that make you scratch your head and say, what the hell?
A 42-year-old man is recovering from being shot by the West Lafayette, Indiana police. The man was on his riding lawnmower when he ran a stop sign and nearly caused an accident. When police pulled up, he got off of his riding mower and drew a pellet gun. Cops shot the man before he was arrested and taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And out of college news, a University of Virginia student was taken to the hospital after he became ill while pledging a fraternity. The student drank an entire bottle of soy sauce before being rushed to the emergency room, where he was treated for an electrolyte imbalance caused by the large amount of sodium. Other pledges that night were reported to have eaten dog food, matzo balls, and gefilte fish. See, when I wanted to meet people in college, I just drank really crappy warm beer.
What the hell? We scour the internet to find the stories that make you say, what the hell? This was another installment of What the Hell Theater. This is Spinal Tap News. From the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
For more information about the stories that you heard here, including links to articles and papers, check out the news tab of the blog section at ptpinecast.com. If you have any story suggestions for us, contact us at ptpinecast.com or at ptpinecast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our executive producer is Rachel German from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay. Get every episode we release delivered fresh right to you. Subscribe to the PT Pinecast on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio, and never miss an ice-cold episode.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.